Amen. We decree and declare this is the day that the Lord has made. We decree and declare we are the healed of the Lord. We decree and declare the strength of the Lord. We decree and declare clarity over our lives. We decree and declare angelic visitations take place on this day. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people and their families even now. We decree and declare abundance this day. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord. We decree and declare the love of the Lord surround and encompass us even now. We decree and declare divine connection. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding. Take us over right now, O Lord. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and our families' lives even now. Excuse me. We decree and declare fruit-bearing good works this day. We decree and declare in you we move, have, and live our being. We decree and declare right relationships take place now. We decree and declare prosperity. Send now prosperity, O Lord. We decree and declare the turnaround taking place even now. We decree and declare the double portion happening this day. We decree and declare right direction. Let the word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path on this day. We decree and declare favor around travel. Keep us in our coming and in our going. We decree and declare elevation and promotion over our lives this day. We decree and declare the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. We decree and declare money-making creative ideas happening on this day. We decree and declare power, love, and sound mind even now. We decree and declare God loads us daily with benefits. He is our salvation. We decree and declare the manifestation of your word show forth even now. We decree and declare open doors and opportunities for your people. We decree and declare the pour out of the blessings that we have no room yet to receive it. We decree and declare we are the lender and not the borrower. We decree and declare we are the head and not the tail. Amen. Prophetess, let's go ahead and begin speaking in our heavenly language.
Thank you. You God, hallelujah. Psalm 121. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this new day that you have created, God, for us. Thank you, Father, for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. God, thank you for your long suffering and patience with me, with us, with your people. Thank you, God, for granting us favor, God. In the midst of all these storms, we see greater possibilities, God, because you are our maker and our creator. We can do nothing without you, God, but we thank you for being in the midst of us and hearing our prayers on this morning, Lord. Thank you for each and every person on the line, God. Bless them in a mighty way, God. Bless them in their going and their coming and their travels, God. Bless the prophets as we gather together on this week for our grand meeting, oh God. Thank you for the master prophet and prophetess Deborah and for their vision, God, to globalize the prophetic and to reach out to people. God, grant them great favor, peace, love, prosperity. God, thank you for each and every prophet on the line. Bless them in a mighty way. Strengthen them, God, in their diligence, God, as they search for the truth, oh God. Thank you for your mercy, Lord. Thank you for your favor, God. Thank you for your goodness, oh God. God, I ask you for traveling mercies for myself. And I thank you for healing my body, God. Thank you, God, for your love. Thank you for my family. God, I ask you to remember those whose names are on the sick list on this morning. God, touch their bodies and their minds. God, let them know that you have them in the palm of their hands. Bless the elders, oh God, and bless the children. God, there's so much to pray about, but I thank you for the Holy Ghost who prays for us when we don't know what to say. Thank you for your mercy, hallelujah. Thank you for your love and your grace. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
And Father God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you that I can come in your presence with the prophets and pray for your people worldwide. I thank you, Father God, for being a witness and a testimony for who you are. Thank you, Lord, for the miracles that you perform every day. Thank you for being Jehovah Rapha, who heals all on the prayer request list. And I thank you for an extra portion of favor and healing for Ronald Blake, Lord. And I thank you for the blood, Father God, for your Holy Spirit, for your word, the Bible. I thank you, Lord, for our spiritual leaders, Archbishop, Master Prophet, Ebenard Jordan, and our leading lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan, for their faithfulness in globalizing the prophetic and being a yes to ministry. I thank you, Father God, for delivering the young people from slavery and from human trafficking, Lord. Expose all of them. And thank you, Lord, for the gift of opportunity. And I thank you for right connections, Father God. I thank you for your son just being a yes. Save all of us, Lord. And I thank you for the fivefold ministries. And I thank you for them teaching your people who you are, Lord. And I thank you for the victory in court cases. I thank you for your mercy and your grace. And I thank you for revealing who Jesus Christ is to your people. And I thank you for revelation of your knowledge. I thank you for clarity and wisdom and peace and love. I thank you for being a humble servant and open vessel in serving you and your people and being a light, Father God. I thank you that I can meditate on your word day and night, because I know that's where freedom comes and comfort comes and happiness comes, Lord. And I thank you for sight beyond sight, Lord. Thank you for creating a clean heart in all of your people worldwide. And I thank you for the hedge of protection for your children and their comings and goings, and also of the elderly. And I thank you for healing relationships in the family so they can serve you daily. And I thank you for your angels that cover all. I thank you for the healing for the families in Florida. And I thank you for the Washington family. May you continue to heal them in this hour. And I thank you for your love and kindness, Father God. I thank you, God, that you're bigger than any situation and you are the solution, Lord. And I thank you that we all can continue to trust in you, Father God, for you are the God to be trusted. I thank you for your kingdom. I thank you for building your kingdom. And I thank you for that we never have to want for any good thing, Father God. And I thank you for your power. And I thank you for your honor. And I thank you for your glory. In Jesus' almighty name, amen and amen.
Amen. Philippians 4:6 reads, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." Father, thank you for hearing our request, Father God. Thank you for this opportunity to come before you and pray on this new day, Father God. Thank you for every life here on the line, Father God. Thank you for peace, Father God. I want to thank you for understanding. I want to thank you for your agape love, Father God. Show us how to show agape love always, Father God. Father God, forgive us for any sins, Father God. Thank you for refreshing us and renewing us, Father God. Father God, your word says, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus," Father God. Thank you for your peace, Father God. Thank you for your peace, Lord. Thank you for your grace even now, Father God. Father God, your word says, "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." 1 Peter 5:7. Father, thank you for caring for us, Father God. Father God, just lift up those that are sick and shut in even now, Father God. Father God, just wrap your loving arms around them. Heal them, Father God. Father God, be a comforter for those that need your comforting touch even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for your traveling mercies even now, Father God, as the prophets and as the people of God come and go even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for the atmosphere shift that's happening even now as the prophets begin gathering, Father God. Thank you for our semi-annual conference that is happening even now, Prophecology, Father God. Father God, show your will and your way, Father God. Show forth miraculous, Father God. Begin to move in your people, your servants, even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for this opportunity, Father God. We thank you for our elders and our children even now, Father God. Touch our minds, our spirits, and our hearts even now, Father God. Order our steps even now, Father God. Allow wisdom to fall on us even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for all these things and so much more. I love you, Lord, Father God. Thank you for right relationships, right partnerships even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for peace and joy even now, Father God. We thank you for protecting us and covering us always, Father God. I love you. In your mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. Father God, as you know our names and we know your name, Father God, thank you for setting us high, high above all adversities, Father God. Thank you for even this opportunity coming together, one to another, God, to lift each other up in prayer, Father God, as we need it, Father God. You are so awesome in our lives, Father God, and even when situations come up, Father God, it is you who gives us the power to push through, God. I thank you for every person on this line, Father God, for I too stand as them, with them. We are a reflection of one another, holding up our families, our loved ones, and even our friends, God. In times of sickness, we call forth healing. In times of poverty, we call forth wealth, because these are the words that you say that we can have. They're actually not just words. You give us this power to live in this thing of wealth and wellness, Father God, and we bless your name. Father God, we thank you for the mothers that are standing for their daughters or their sons, Father God, for we stand with them for restoration and renewal, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the sons and the daughters that stand for the father to come home in the right mind, Father God. And we cancel out any addiction of alcohol or drugs that may hinder the growth of the family, Father God. For we see them whole and complete, Father God. We cancel out, oh my God, we cancel out cancer. Oh, glory in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I'm standing especially for my stepfather, Ronald Blake, Father God, as he's in the hospital right now, Father God, whole and complete. And I thank you, God, for your prophets, Father God, my brothers and sisters who called and who can just say a word, speak a word, and speak life into the situation, God, in Jesus' name. Thank you for the doctors and the nurses that will be touching all of our people in their challenges, in their health, Father God. We thank you for them, that you'll move through them, Father God. God, we're thanking you for real estate favor, Father God. We thank you because you gave us the power to get wealth, Father God, and through the teachings, Father God, we can have anything, Father God, because there's a system and not just a word, but there is a structure and not just a word, Father God. Thank you for each and every seed, Father God, that you've given us, Father God, and the more that you're going to give us so that we can be able to be in positions to bless the ministry even, Father God, so that we can be a help, Father God, even to our archbishop, our leaders, so that they don't have to ever consider those things because we got their back on those things, Father God. We thank you for all the prophets from the neophytes to the fledglings to the class masters. We thank you for all of them in position, for, Father God, ready to receive, thus saith the Lord, and ready to give out, thus saith the Lord. God, and I bless your name for them, and I bless your name for this teaching. Father God, I touch and agree with the prayer with the children, the trafficking, Father God, that you reveal the enemy, God, that you reveal the enemy and just cancel them out in the name of Jesus, Father God, as we hold our young people up and young girls who ran away thinking that there was a better way. Father God, you awaken in them to let them know that they are beautiful, Father God. May they have an encounter with someone who can show them the real light, Father God. We thank you, God, for our families, Father God, our ancestors that stood before us and prayed years ago, Father God, that their generation to come in their family would stand on the rock of Christ. Hallelujah. And I thank you for my ancestors for that. I thank you for watching over our households, Father God, as we're out and doing what we're doing, Father God, that no hurt, harm, or danger, or anything that's not of you, God, is canceled out, for no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, God. Thank you for the prophetic words that gave us life when we thought that we couldn't get up, Father God. The words that gave us hope, Father God. We thank you. Thank you for us even able to see our healing, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and not just talk about it. See our finances and not just talk about it, Father God, for we grab hold of this in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just thank you for every prophetess on this line tonight. Can you, Father God, not can you, I thank you for visiting their homes, Father God, financially, spiritually as well, God. We're going to continue to give your name the praise, continue to stand in the gap, Father God, because we love you and you loved us, Father God. You love us so great that we're standing not just here for ourselves but for our loved ones, Father God. You pass that love to us, and we're going to pass it down, Father God. Thank you for new network and opportunities that come our way, Father God, that we can be a vessel and our light, which is you can shine, and people will know that there's a greater door, there's a greater way, there's a greater opening, and that is you, Father God. We continue to give your name the praise, and I honor you. I honor you, God. I love you. I love you so much. And I thank you for putting a prophet, a master prophet, in our life. And we bless them and hold them up in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
In righteousness shall we be established. We shall be far from oppression. For we shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come nigh our dwelling. We thank you, Father God, for your glory that is being revealed in this lives of this your people. We thank you, Lord God, for the shift, tarabashe tarabakombresha, in the atmosphere, the shift, oroboshta, the breeze, orabasha, for you have breathed unto us, O God, healing, peace, prosperity, and joy. We thank you, God, for the breath of God, the life of God, the power of God, for you breathe into our nostrils the breath of life, the breath of love, the breath of joy, the breath of healing, the breath of prosperity, the breath of health, healing, and wholeness. And we are living souls. We're lively stones in the building. We thank you, God, for the power of God that rests upon this call even now. Your healing power that's flowing even now, touching everyone from the top of our heads to the tip of our toes. Healing not only us physically, Father God, healing our moshela mentally, healing our minds, healing from memory loss, healing from depression, healing from every mental and emotional scar, healing from every childhood wound, healing from every traumatic injury, and memory, God. Healing, from bipolar disease, from every generational curse, from every principality that's in connected to our bloodline. We sever the connection, and the blood of Jesus prevail, oh God, against every principality. The blood of Jesus prevail against every generational curse. The blood of Oshela, the blood of Jesus prevail, oh God, against lack. The blood of Jesus prevail against terrorism. And every terrorist attack, every counterattack, every backlash of the enemy, the blood of Jesus prevail against every witchcraft prayer, every warlock prayer, every hex, every curse. The blood of Jesus prevail. Reverse is sending back to the sender 1,000-fold return until they repent. Father God, we bless you in the name of Jesus, for the victory is ours. The victory, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that's risen against us in judgment is already condemned. We thank you, Lord God, that this is our heritage. We thank you, Lord God, that this is your promise unto us. We thank you, Lord God, that we are your royal priesthood. We are your holy nation. We are your royal people. We are your witnesses, God, of your glory, of your mercy, of your kindness. Lord God, we're your witnesses of your compassion. We're your witnesses that you do prosper your people. We're your witnesses, Lord God, that you do cause us to triumph over every power of the enemy. Oh God, and we bless you, God, as we stand not in the counsel of the ungodly, or in the way of the sinner, or in the seat of the scornful, but our delight is in your law. Our delight is in your law, and in it we meditate day and night. And we are like trees planted. We are like trees planted, God. There's no instability. Oh, Rabasha, for we are planted. We are settled in your kingdom, oh God. We are planted like rivers, like trees planted by rivers of water, and we bring forth, our fruit now in this season. We bring forth our fruit now. We bring forth our fruit now. There shall be no hindrance. We bring forth our fruit now. There shall be no blockage. We bring forth our fruit now. There shall be no lack. Also, our leaves shall not wither, and whatsoever we do prosper. We thank you for prospering the works of our hands. We thank you, Lord, for prospering our creativity, prospering our creative ideas, prospering the creative jobs and the creative businesses, prospering, Lord God, our ministries, gifts, prospering, Lord God, music, Lord God, new music coming forth, prospering, Lord God, the new songs that are being written, prospering, the new books that are being released, prospering, in the real estate favor, prospering, new automobiles, prospering, the business loans are coming and grants are coming forth, prospering, the works of our hands, and whatsoever we do shall prosper. We thank you, Lord God, that the enemy comes against us one way, but flee seven. We thank you, Lord God, that if a thief be found, he must pay full restitution. And we call forth the double, God, the double for our trouble. We call forth the double, oh God, for the infirmity, the double for the attack, the double, my God, for the hindrance spirits. We call forth the double, my God. Oh, Rabbi, double prosperity, double the joy, double the increase, double, my God, the favor, God. We thank you for the double. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bless every family on this call, every family that's represented, Lord God. We bless you for family. We bless you, God, for the healing in families. We bless you, Lord God, for the walls being torn down, walls of division, walls of unforgiveness, walls of rebellion, walls of hatred, walls of jealousy. We thank you for tearing down the walls, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of every stronghold and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of you. And we bless you for our Archbishop and our Pastor, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, for our first family. We cover them, oh God. We bless them. We hold them up. We strengthen their hands. And we plead the blood of Jesus, oh God, Abasha, over everything that concerns them. Divine protection, oh God, as they go to and fro. Divine protection over the children. Divine protection over every household that's represented. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Prophetess Olivia, the announcements, please.
Amen. Join Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan live Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. on his same number, which is 515-604-9266. At 12 noon, you can join a Prop Life conference call where they'll be discussing prophecology. At 8 p.m., join Prophet Joshua Jordan on the conference call where there'll be a teaching. And then you can come right back here at 12 midnight to the Midnight Cry call. Text to give. You'd like to sow your seed? You can text to give at 646-762-0433. That's 646-762-0433. If you have any prayer requests, you can email Pastor Deborah Jordan at www.pastorjordan.com. That's www.pastordeborahjordan.com for your prayer request. And then we have Prophecology that's shortly coming in a few days, which is February 23rd to the 26th in New York at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Times Square. The registration is closed, but you still can attend with a seed of $2,500. That's $2,500, and you have full access to the workshop. You cover your hotel and food accommodations, and you'll have access to the presbytery rooms, where you can get the word of the Lord. Amen. It'll be a powerful teaching and event. And then we have the Book of the Month Club. Number 4, you can set up your pledge there, and it'll include a prophecology in July. You'll receive your books every month that's written by Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan. And so you can call 888-831-0434. That's 888-831-0434 to set up your Book of the Month Club number 4. Prophetess Darlene Gray.
Amen and amen. And is it possible that what you seek is seeking you? If you have a prophetic gifting, a prophetic call on your life, and are seeking mentorship, are seeking training, amen, join the Poem Seekers call. Poem stands for the Prophetic Order of Mar Elijah. Join the Poem Seekers calls Tuesday and Friday night at 9 p.m., Sunday at 2 p.m. at 641-715-3631. The passcode is 533-404, and learn how you might become a prophet in the order of Mar Elijah. Learn how to be mentored. Learn spiritual protocol. Learn, amen, the mysteries, amen, of the Word of God under the tutelage of our very own Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan, the Master Prophet, the most trusted name in prophecy. If you have a prayer request, go to www.pastordeborahjordan.com. Submit your prayer request there,
Amen, that we may, amen, lift up your needs on this prayer call. Amen. And join us again for another Midnight Cry. Pastor Deborah Jordan, amen. God has given her this vision, and we're grateful. Amen. And we want to continue to stand with her. Amen. In this prayer ministry. Amen. Every night, 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And lay your gift upon the altar. Don't just come, pray, and hang up. But if you're jumping off this call, let it be because you want to get your seed in the ground, a seed of gratitude, a seed of appreciation, a seed of celebration, for you know that your breakthrough is nigh. Amen. Thank God for each of you. Join us again, 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. And Company of Prophets, once again, Pastor Deborah and Archbishop loves and appreciates each of you for your stand, for being a yes, for your faithfulness, your consistency. Amen. And I appreciate you. And God bless you is our prayer. See you in the place called there. Peace.